Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
All right, Trendale Perkins. We have him right now. We are excited. Assistant coach, University of Dayton. We're going to get into video coordinating in a moment, but I have to do this. I did a little bit of research. You have to tell me about your very unique first name, Trendale. All I could find on the website was River Crossing in the Valley. I tried to look up. That's all I got. Meanings. That's all I got. Oh, enlighten me.
So you went too deep. No, really, no meaning in it.
No meaning.
No meaning at all. So my dad had two best friends. One's name was Trent, T-R-E-N-T.
I bet the other is Dale.
The other one was Dale, and he just combined them. Trendale took the T out. So, yeah.
I did find a Trendale rug company, believe it or not. All right, I had to start there. Okay, so you have been described as Tamika's right-hand man, yes. Especially from your days at Wittenberg. Well, first of all, I hope you're right-handed, but I don't know.
I am.
Okay, thank good you're not her left-hand man. Okay, what does she mean by that?
Right-hand man, so like somebody that she can absolutely depend on, call in a time of need, like she know I'm going to be there, I got her back. She knows for a fact I got her back, so yeah, I think that's what she means by that.
Okay. You're also the video coordinator. Now, what does that mean? Because I know one time I didn't even introduce myself to you, but you were sitting there breaking down some film, yes. And we were talking.
Yes.
Didn't know we were going to do this, yes. But I'm happy we're doing this. But what does that part of your job entail?
So a lot of watching the other team, a lot of watching our team, and just breaking down different actions that we could guard, breaking down different sets and the other team's plays. Pretty much that thing where I'm watching a lot of film, clipping it and getting it together for our team to watch in a scout form so they can see it, breaking down personnel of the other team. I'm really just breaking down as much film and watching as many teams in advance as possible and trying to get a bead on, you know, what teams run and then bringing it to the group when we meet, and just ideas of how to stop teams, how we can play, that kind of deal.
Now, do you break down film for individual players? Like, if you know Ivy's going to guard McMakin, for example, of St. Louis, are you going to break down a bunch of stuff and send that to Ivy? If so, you're doing that for a lot of players.
Not necessarily that way. I could do that, but it's mainly for, like, the whole team. Gotcha. I normally do it for the whole team.
So. And the other thing is, I lost my train of thought, but I'll get it back. Oh, so you guys used to, like, from what I understand, I don't know if it was last year, one person would have a scout for a team,
yes.
And then you'd alternate it. But
yes.
You've changed that. Everybody scouts everybody now. Yes. How does that work to the advantage?
I think it's, honestly, I didn't know if I would like it when we first started doing it, but I think I actually like this, doing it this way. It's a little more, I guess, tedious because I'm getting, like, ideas and film from everybody and at all different times, whereas last year I would get it all at once and I could break it down quickly. But I think what the advantage of doing it this way is everybody is locked in to the team that we're playing, whereas last year if I was doing a scout on St. Louis and it was just me, like everybody else wouldn't necessarily be involved in personnel or this is what they run. They wouldn't necessarily know all, you know, all the details of the team we were playing. So this way everybody knows, you know, St. Louis likes to, I'm just giving an example, they might like to run continuity ball screen. All of us know that. Or, you know, a certain player likes to has certain tendencies, we all know, because we all watched film, we all broke it down, and we're all locked in and engaged on that one team. So I like it a lot, actually.
What's a strategy? Okay, I'm going to use Davidson for an example. Okay. You've played them, you played there, it didn't go so well. We won't revisit that. You're going to play them again, though, later in the year.
Absolutely.
Are you going to break down stuff from that game? Are you going to break down stuff from after that game and, like, maybe the game or two before? You've played Davidson, so I don't know what you actually will learn new.
So you always want to hopefully make adjustments. So we'll watch that game, the initial game that we played Davidson. Watch that game and see what we can take away from that, see what we can change. And then we'll also watch their most recent games as well and see what we can adjust. How can we beat them now? Because they might be different. And we might be different as well.
I was going to say, they probably will be different because Ellie Sutphin didn't play.
Absolutely.
And she just came off the bench and scored in their most recent game a couple of points. So I would expect her to be ramping up. So you got a whole different challenge.
Whole different. That's a whole different team when we play them again if she's healthy. So, so we'll watch their most recent games and break those games down. And then we'll come up with a game plan to try and determine how we beat them.
All right, so there's the video coordinating part of your job.
Yes.
Another part of your job, obviously, is during practice.
Yes.
Is there a particular group, guards, forward, centers you work with, or do you work with everybody all the time?
I kind of work with everybody, but I probably lean towards the post more. I'm usually down there with them, helping them get better, just working on their skill sets and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. All right, so a little bit more about you. I didn't start with this, but we could do it now. Head coach at Sinclair for 3 years. You were there for 7 years, graduated from the Patterson Career Center.
Yes, sir.
College football played at Ohio U.
Yes, sir.
They were just in the Motor City Bowl. Congratulations
yes, sir.
To them. And got Bachelor of Science degree in Health Services.
Yes, sir.
So, Health Services.
Administration. Yeah.
Coaching. How did you decide you wanted to get into coaching?
Oh, man, that's a long, drawn-out story, actually. So, obviously, I played football in college, and I played high school football and high school basketball. I was pretty good in college. I mean, high school. I was pretty good in basketball. And then once I started getting recruitment started happening, I was just getting football scholarship offers, right? So, I ended up taking the football scholarship to Ohio University and went to play football, but I actually loved basketball. Just didn't get recruited to play basketball because I was kind of a tweener. So I really never really loved football, but I knew I was good at it. I was just really good at it. So went to play football in college. Started 3 years at Ohio U, outside linebacker. Didn't ever think I would coach. My girlfriend in college, who was now my wife, Diane, my senior year, she mentioned to me coaching, and I'm like, why would I ever coach? Like, it just didn't make sense in my brain to coach. And she actually, like, told me I should go be a GA, and I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna go work after I'm done. Like, I don't want to coach her. So anyway, long story short, we end up having a probably about 5 or 6 years later, we end up having a young girl, a daughter, and she started getting into basketball. So I think she's in the 5th or 6th grade. She was going to play on a basketball team, and the basketball team she was going to play on, they didn't have a coach. And for some reason, they thought that I should do it because I was at every practice. You know, I guess I was committed to bringing her to practice, and they asked me to do it, and I actually did it and ended up enjoying it. The rest is kind of history. I actually, from that point on, I I kept coaching. So started out coaching youth basketball, maybe like 3 or 4 years. And then I was trying to figure out how do I make a career out of it? Cause I didn't want to continue. Like, I wanted to make a career out of it. Right. You hear that cliche statement, that if you, can get paid doing something you love, you never work another day in your life. Right. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that. And I figured I love basketball so much. How can I make this my career? And from that point, my thought process was to coach full time. So I ended up sending an email to a coach at Sinclair, and I didn't go looking for a job. I told him I would volunteer. Like, I didn't want any money. He let me volunteer that year, and it just snowballed from that first year I volunteered. Second year, I got paid a little bit. Third year, I got paid a little bit more. And then the fourth year, I think it was my fourth year there, we actually had a really good team, and my head coach actually took a AD job at Euclid. So, like, one of my best friends was the head coach. She took AD job at Euclid, and they made me the interim head coach. That year we actually ended up, going 28-6, and we actually went to the NJCAA national championship, the first time Sinclair had done that in probably 30 years. So, and then from that point, COVID happens. And now I'm like really trying to figure out, everybody did a reset at that point, right? Sinclair shuts down. And I'm like, man, I just really wanted to coach. And I went 1 year where I didn't coach, and all I did was, like, evaluate talent. Next year, what I did was, I evaluated talent a whole year. And then the next year, they told me that they weren't going to have sports again. So I was like, I'm going to go coach high school. I'm going to coach somewhere. So anyway, I randomly see that Tamika got the job at Wittenberg. All right. Mind you, I did not know Tamika from a can of paint at that point. So social media is a powerful tool. I ended up DMing Tamika to first congratulate her on getting the job at Wittenberg. And then I also seen that she was hosting a skills camp at Wittenberg for kids. And I hadn't coached in a whole year, so I just wanted to do something. So I asked her if I could help her at the camp. She actually responded and said, sure, I'm not running the camp, but my husband is. You can help him. So anyway, long story short, in June, I go to the Wittenberg, and me and her husband, Richard, who's my guy now, me and him actually ran the camp together. And while we were there, like, the relationship, like, we just bonded instantly, Tamika and her husband. Like, it was just an instant connection. And from that point on, the rest is history. She asked me to come to Wittenberg with her as an assistant. And
yeah, here you are at Dayton.
I am at Dayton. That was long.
All right. No, that was great. I appreciate that. One more question. I have about another minute and a half on this, and I'm fascinated with this. What was the biggest challenge trying to recruit players at a community college at Sinclair when it's basically 2 years and that's it?
Yeah. So Sinclair, I thought recruiting at Sinclair, the biggest challenge was getting people to buy into the fact that it was – not their last stop, right? I sold Sinclair as being like a springboard to their future. But a lot of the times, a lot of people looked at junior college negatively. You know, a kid might go there because he didn't have the grades, or she didn't have the grades, or those kind of negative connotations of junior college, the whole junior college path, right? But I think junior college is great. is a great springboard, not only from the athletic standpoint, but also the academic standpoint, and also financially. Like, you could go to Sinclair and get all your core work done and save money, right? A lot of kids don't really know that. So that's one of the things that I sold on how to get kids and parents to buy in to coming to Sinclair.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And that is our halftime.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.